ATVs rule in the great outdoors. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You know, I'd say that it's safe to say at least 50% of my buddies own and use constantly their all-terrain vehicles. Fishing, hunting, trail riding, you name it, they're doing it. And the boys that have kids, they let those kids climb aboard as well. Jesse Gruen of Canyon Honda says there is no limit as to what you can do.
There's a number of different uses for them. Huge recreational marketplace. There's more miles of trails than there is highway. And everybody's big into getting out and exploring and hunting and that kind of thing. And so they're just very popular for all those reasons.
And if you're new to this sport, Michael Williamson, BLM Public Affairs Specialist, suggests...
One thing we like to do is point people to some of the several organizations of ATV riders, just private clubs. Those people are very knowledgeable about where to go, very knowledgeable about the rules.
And if you're thinking of riding on public lands, BLM field manager Tanya Thrift suggests a visit to local BLM and Forest Service offices before you go.
I know before you go, it's always a good idea to stop in at the local office and get any maps or any other information that's available beforehand, what you may be getting into before you leave, and also get maybe some good tips on how to get to some really cool areas that you might not have known about otherwise.
Super fun, super exhilarating, but remember, think safety, wear a helmet. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.